Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Each year in January, the pro-life community comes together in a show of solidarity to mark the anniversary of the egregious U.S. Supreme Court decision known as Roe v. Wade. Today's March for Life in Helena will include one subtle change. Normally, the event begins with a rally in the Capitol, followed by a march around the Capitol property itself. This year, the march will deviate from its normal course to include a stop in front of the Montana Supreme Court. Over the years, abortion has been put in place and kept in place by liberal judges dedicated to the cause. One Montana Supreme Court justice even addressed the crowd at a pro-abortion rally and urged those attending to do everything in their power to keep abortion legal. For far too long, the courts have run interference for those who perform abortions. A classic example is a case currently before the Helena District Court. In 2012, the voters of Montana, by a 70% majority, voted to require abortion providers to notify parents before performing an abortion on a minor. In 2013, Planned Parenthood challenged that law in court, and for the past 8 years, the courts have done everything in their power to stop the law from taking effect. As soon as the lawsuit was filed, the state agreed to a preliminary injunction while the case was heard. Like a political hot potato, the case was shuffled from judge to judge throughout the entire 1st Judicial District. Then, it was sent to Missoula, where it languished in Judge Townsend's court for nearly 3 years. After she retired, it was ignored for another 2 years before it was sent back to Helena. All the while, the preliminary injunction's in effect, so the law is not being enforced. If justice delayed is justice denied, then this is a denial of epic proportions. In fact, if I were a member of the judicial branch, I would consider it downright embarrassing. And that's exactly what we plan to say on the Supreme Court steps later today. This case was fully briefed and should have been decided 5 years ago, which makes one wonder if there's been a concerted effort to kill it by neglect. Sadly, a similar scenario is playing itself out in Yellowstone District Court, where Judge Moses placed a preliminary injunction on 3 pro-life bills passed during the 2021 legislative session. Those injunctions are currently on appeal before the Montana Supreme Court, and the effect is the same. The laws have been put on hold while the cases languish in court. If the court continues to act irresponsibly, it's time for the legislative and executive branches to address the problem. When we agree in good faith to a preliminary injunction, we expect the case to move forward expeditiously, keeping in mind that justice delayed is in fact justice denied. As we mark the 49th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, change is in the wind. Montana is becoming more pro-life. Nationally, the current generation is more pro-life than their parents, and the U.S. Supreme Court stands on the verge of overturning Roe v. Wade itself. These are exciting times, but the other side's not giving up. In Montana, liberals still control the courts, which will continue to pose a challenge for the pro-life community. It's time for conservative lawyers to run for judgeships. As John Lewis famously said, "If not us, then who? If not now, then when?" We may not have chosen the time, but the time has chosen us. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.